Bon, bienvenue à tous et à toutes. Welcome to everybody. Louis Taillefer and myself are very pleased to welcome you at the Collège de France. And we are very grateful to all the participants and especially to all the speakers. Some of them have traveled a very long way to come here for just a few days. So thank you, really. We are also grateful, since you have to always to acknowledge sponsors, you know. We are very grateful to the Fondation du Collège de France for their financial support to organize this conference, and to all the staff for contributing to the organization, especially Carmen Toderask and Sylvie Potier, who are outside taking care of you. So I have to tell you a few words about this place, since probably some of you have never come here before. So Collège de France is a rather unique kind of institution. Its mission is first and foremost to teach about knowledge and research in the making. And its motto in French is enseigner la recherche en train de se faire. Remarkably, and that's what makes it rather unique, it does not have a predefined body of students, so anybody can walk in. It covers a broad range of topics, from archaeology to social science, from biology to physics and mathematics, through the 46 chairs that the institution has. So knowledge and research in the making, we thought that was exactly a motto appropriate to Cuprate Superconductors. I've heard that skeptics doubt that this is Cuprate Superconductors, where the motivations for François Premier to create the institutions in 1530, but maybe it was not, you know, maybe that's why he created it. So the field of cuprates is indeed constantly in the making. I hope the workshop we have today will reflect this and will reflect the fact that there are regularly new discoveries that have a profound impact on the field. Of course, it would be great that by the end of these 2 days, we declare the whole problem solved. Maybe that's a bit of an ambitious goal, but at least we hope that most of the important questions of today in the field will have been addressed. And for this reason, as Louis will explain a bit more in detail, we have decided to keep the talks to be really short, and we will be super strict on the schedule, 25 minutes plus 5 minute brief questions. And we did this because this allows to have several discussion sessions. We have like 4 discussion sessions every day for about 30 minutes, which of course will focus mostly to the issues raised directly by the 2 talks before these sessions. So without further ado, I think I will pass the mic to Louis, who will tell you more about what he expects from the workshop.
Okay, let me join my voice to welcome all of you. I'm spending a year in Paris, and I've been very warmly welcomed, I should say, by several labs in the Parisian area. So ESPCI and Orsay and Saclay and Collège de France. It's been really a delightful stay. I'm halfway through. So right upon arrival, Antoine proposed that we should organize a focus workshop on cuprates. I was delighted. I felt this is really timely. And our aim really was to assemble the most, I was going to say fanatic, maybe I say passionate investigators of the cuprate field. Some of us go back a long time. And to really engage them in conversation in a spirit of openness, of conversation, of debate, but also of humility. You know, it'll be 30 years next year that HITC has been discovered, and it's still largely not cracked as a problem. Yet it retains its fascination on many of us, even after 30 years. There's an evolving beauty, complexity, that keeps us interested, and the HITC remains an interesting fact. So we hope that these qualities of humility, openness, creativity will characterize this workshop. We have a lot of talks, and the only way that this is going to work is if we really stick to the schedule. So they're paired 2x2, and some of them, there's some that are threes. And so after we will warn the speakers after 20 minutes, it comes very fast, that you have 5 minutes left. And after your 25 minutes, there will be 5 minutes of questions. There's no questions during the talks. And we will then open up, after the two or three talks, open up a discussion for 30 minutes. So there's ample time for discussion after the different groupings. So I think that's all I want to say. So in the morning, we have 2x2 talks, and I'll chair that morning session. So let me begin by the first session, which brings together two French experimentalists who work at very high fields. And as you'll see, high fields have played a very important role in the emergence, discovery, study of some of the most interesting phenomena that we'll study today. So let me start by introducing Marc-Henri Julien, who's at the Highfield Lab in Grenoble. And he will tell us about field and temperature scales in charge-ordered YBC.